From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Attorney General's Office has revealed of the $54 million surplus found at the State Parks Department, only part was intentionally hidden from the Department of Finance. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
The audit shows senior management of the Parks Department intentionally underreported as much as $20 million beginning in 1996. It found that $34 million concealed in one fund was unintentional, but it's a different story for the State Parks and Recreation Fund. The audit found money there was hidden unintentionally at first, but then it became conscious and deliberate. Many top parks officials admitted they were concerned about future budget cuts and knew of the concealment, but the investigation failed to determine if former Parks Director Ruth Coleman knew about the hidden funds. She resigned last July when the scandal became public. The Attorney General interviewed 40 witnesses as part of the investigation. Coleman refused to agree to an interview on the advice of her attorney. At the State Capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California lawmakers have vowed to be agents of oversight over major changes coming to the Medi-Cal system in 2013. Democratic Assemblymember Holly Mitchell says those changes came about as a result of the state budgets.
Simply pushing that green button, as reluctantly as it may have been at times, doesn't end our individual and collective responsibility to managing the transition of many of these programs.
Nearly 900,000 children in the Healthy Families program will move into Medi-Cal next year. Hundreds of thousands of elderly and disabled people will start moving into managed care plans later in the year. The Brown administration says they've carefully planned a slow transition for the public health program recipients. It says they're working with health plans to ensure they're ready to receive them. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.